Welcome to the Voices of Freedom podcast by Freedom A La Carte. We're your co-hosts, Devin and Mandy. Each week, you'll hear mind-blowing interviews from survivors and professionals, as well as actionable tips that you can implement in your life to become a better advocate for human trafficking survivors. Thanks for spending time with us today. Now let's jump into the next episode of Voices of Freedom. Guys, I'm so excited to introduce you to this week's podcast guests. They have been a part of Freedom for many, many years and mean so much to us here and in our community. So I'm going to do a quick introduction of both of them, and then we're going to jump into questions. So first off, I'm going to introduce you to Diane. Diane is a proud and busy wife, mom, and grandma. For many years, she worked in a high-volume dermatology practice, doing everything from answering phones, billing, patient history, and assisting with surgery. She has always felt at home in the kitchen and loved everything about food preparation. This led her to apprentice with two pastry chefs that she still works with on an as-needed basis. Over the years, she has had the opportunity of studying in a variety of culinary venues with visiting local chefs and has studied at the French Pastry School in Chicago multiple times. For the past 10 years, she has mentored and volunteered with the Women in the Catch and volunteered in Freedom's Kitchen at least one day a week. And we would definitely be lost without Miss Diane. Now I'm going to introduce you to Morgan. Morgan lives in Columbus with her husband Mike and two kids. She has been volunteering with Freedom since 2016, and she now volunteers with our friends over at Sanctuary Night. Originally from Kentucky, Morgan has lived in Columbus for 18 years. Her work of compassionate care and providing support to vulnerable women and survivors of sex trafficking is her highest honor, and we so much appreciate having Morgan here in our organization. She brings a smile to everyone's face when she's around, and she's such a joy and pleasure to be with and working alongside. So we are ready to jump into the episode and get down to the questions. So my first question is probably the toughest question I'm going to ask today. What is your favorite menu item off of the cafe?
Oh, there's so many. The lox avocado toast and the grilled cheese, the three trees grilled cheese with the pepper apricot. Oh, it's craveable.
Yes. How about you, Morgan?
I agree. There are so many good things. Last week, I just had the breakfast burrito for the first time. I think that's a newer item. It was really good. But I have to go with the bacon cheddar quiche. I pretty much never stray from that guy. It's so good. Good for breakfast or lunch. Yeah.
Yes. That's the great thing about Freedom's menu is that a lot of it is like brunch, so you can eat it for breakfast or lunch.
Absolutely. And I like the three cheese grilled cheese too. Yes. That's a really good item if you're bringing in kids. You know, sometimes at least my kids are picky, so. Or they were when they were little. So that's
and
a good one.
I never come to Freedom without leaving with a couple of the almond croissants to take home.
So good.
Yes. Those are the OG croissants. Next question, and we'll start with Diane. How did you get involved with Freedom?
About 10 years ago, maybe a little more, a friend invited me to go to catch court with her. I did not understand what I was walking into, but I can replay the tape of that first experience as if it were happening right in the moment. Soon after several trips to catch court, I immediately knew I needed to get involved, wanted to get involved. And at that time, Freedom was offering roughly an 8 or 10 week course, which they called Abolition U. And we learned a lot about human trafficking. We went to, made a day trip to the Human Trafficking Museum in, Cincinnati.
Oh, I didn't even know
looking
there was
at
a museum here.
It's an amazing experience. It's 3 or 4 floors, and it takes you all through the history of human trafficking. It was a great experience, and so was the course that was offered at that time.
I also didn't know that we ever offered a course. So,
and so during the weeks of attending that weekly, at one point. Julie Clark, the founder, and Kay Danino, asked if anybody could do decorated cupcakes for a wedding order. There was a very, very specific decoration needed that included some fondant flowers and things, and I could do that.
Yes.
So
excellent at that.
So that was my starting point at Freedom. One of the young women that was working with Freedom, that was a little bit of a challenge, was assigned to me that day. And we both survived the day. We worked together that day. And more than 10 years later, we're still in contact.
Aw, that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Morgan? How did you get involved?
So I started hearing, I think, things in the news, more on a national level about human trafficking and sex trafficking and its prevalence in Ohio. And I was just interested in ways that I could get involved, maybe to help a little bit. And I was speaking with a friend, and she had actually been to Catch Court as well. Her business had been, or she had offered her services. She's a wardrobe stylist. She owns Wardrobe Therapy here in Columbus. She had offered her services to style the women for an upcoming graduation, their upcoming graduation. So she knew all about it, and she said, you know, I think you should really check it out. They have a mentor program. And so I just jumped on the website and found the training, and I think by that time we had partnered with She Has a Name to do their, not partnered, but we, Freedom recommends you go to She Has a Name for their human trafficking training. So I did that, and within a few months got paired with my first mentee. And so I kind of look back on it now, I started sort of with like the bigger commitment than what I do now, which is volunteering in the kitchen, which is less, less emotional commitment, but just as much fun and just as much impact, I think. But yeah, I just kind of felt like I wanted to get involved, and it was so exciting to find something where I could do, you know, my little part.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been volunteering?
I never know the answer to that question, and I should. I think I started in 2016. We're going to go with 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you both have been with Freedom for many years.
Well,
now.
Diane's been here from the beginning, and she's been here long enough that she gets called Miss Diane. This one's Morgan, so that's fine.
Okay, it's fine. Moving forward, everyone called Morgan Miss Morgan.
Please,
I think Morgan, they actually call me Miss because they see me as an old lady.
That was actually something I was going to ask you. Is like, why do we call you Miss Diane?
I think that's it.
Always Miss Diane. It's so cute.
I remember when I started here, that was like, I think Carissa called you Miss Diane. I was like, okay, note to self. Like, that's how we like talk to her.
I bet even Paula calls you Miss Diane.
Right.
I love it.
It means you're loved.
Yes. Okay. So moving into more of a deeper question, Morgan, we'll start with you first.
Okay.
What impact has volunteering with sex trafficking survivors had on your life?
Oh, my goodness. So many. It's been such a great experience, such a human and humbling experience, because the first time I went to Catch Court, for anyone that's not been, it's, you know, women sharing kind of what's been going on in their week, the women that are part of the program, and they're all mothers, sisters, daughters, friends, and what they would share, what they were working on, what they were concerned about, were all the things that I'm concerned about in my life and all of my friends are concerned about. Basically just, you know, how do I survive this crazy world? How do I raise good kids? How do I stay true to myself? And again and again, you know, when I went into the program, I kind of thought like, oh, I'll be helping. And more I found I got something out of being in their presence, and that, you know, we're again, just all striving for like the best life that we can give ourselves and our families. So
yeah.
I think that was for me like the biggest takeaway.
Yeah, I agree. Like I haven't been to Catch Court yet, but when I first started here, I was like, man, their problems must be, like, so much bigger than mine. Mm-hmm. Like, they're sex trafficking survivors. Like, they have overcome, like, huge hurdles. But again, like, at the end of the day, they're just human, and they have the same issues and concerns that everyone else does.
Completely. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's that was a good way of saying it.
Yeah. Thanks.
How about you, Diane?
It's been a very profound adventure for me. I echo what you both have just stated. We, before stepping into Freedom and Catch, all three of us have seen the beauty of life and the ugliness of life, but this is at profound levels that most of us did not understand prior to this. You also see the resilience of the human spirit, which is to be celebrated. And I think that's one of my big takeaways in working alongside and serving the women that our community serves.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Oh, gosh, beautiful. I'm going to have to get you on the marketing team, write some copy. So this kind of goes in with that as well. And if you don't want to add anything else, that's fine. But what was the biggest takeaway you've learned since starting your volunteer adventure with Freedom?
My biggest takeaway is staying the course. When I first started, I did not know how I was going to get involved, but I looked at it this way. I knew that consistency and showing up was probably the most important thing I could do.
Yeah.
I didn't know what skill I would bring to the table, but I know how to be a mom, and I know how to be a friend. Mm-hmm. So in mentoring, you combine that. Mm-hmm. And then as the weeks and months went along, I'm passionate about all things culinary, so I found my niche in helping in the kitchen. I think one of the parallels that I have realized in thinking about the women that we serve and the progress that Freedom has made over the years is they're building for the women, building a life, and staying on course with some bumps along the way. They work very, very hard. They learn to maintain rigorous schedules. Is there a step back now and then? Of course there is. With Freedom and volunteering with Freedom over these years, I started when Freedom was at the YMCA on Front Street. I've seen the growth of Freedom. I've also have been very aware from the get-go of the goal to have our own location and with not only the catering service, but the cafe. And so there have been lots of steps forward and steps back now and then, but there's been great success.
Yes.
And here Freedom is employing so many women with so much assistance in teaching life skills, not only in the kitchen, but far beyond that.
Yeah.
And here we are in our own spot with a beautiful cafe, with delicious offerings, and the catering service is going great guns. And I remember when it was hard to get out 50 box lunches a day, and now 250, 300 are done with little stress.
Yeah,
it's true. Last Friday when I was here, we were prepping for a big order on Saturday. I think there were 700 boxes to make, and and I was just thinking, like, gosh, it's so amazing to have all this space to do this work and, you know, not be in anyone else's space. And then the Freedom Loft upstairs with where, you know, the space for all the survivors to come in and have counseling. And it's just amazing everything that can be offered now. But it all started, you know, just from somebody like being interested in helping. And I think that's so cool how things can really evolve.
Yeah. And we also definitely would not be here without our volunteers. Like, you guys and the rest of our volunteers do so much, and that's why we're able to put out 700 catering orders.
It's so much fun, though. It's so much fun working down in the catering. I love it.
Okay, moving forward, what is your favorite memory since being a volunteer with Freedom?
There's a lot. There's so many. Oh, my goodness.
I have a great memory of Miss Diane dancing at a Catch Court retreat.
Oh, really?
My beloved mentee taught you a beautiful dance that you killed.
Maybe I intentionally have for. Oh, I remember that.
Yes. Would you like to say the word?
Well, one of the ladies taught me how to wall tweak.
Yeah, it's wall twerk.
Yeah, wall twerk. Yes. I didn't even remember the name. Thank you, Morgan.
You were so good at it. It was amazing. So, I wish there was video.
We were basically doing a handstand with our feet against the wall, twerking.
Yeah.
I hope there are no videos around of that, but it was great fun.
She loved it. Everyone loved it.
Yeah.
It was so great. Those retreats are really fun for mentors and mentees at the end of graduation after 2 years or longer sometimes of ups and downs, like Diane said. It's a really cool experience. Graduation, also the ceremony, is a beautiful memory.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's the retreats and celebrating with the graduates are just amazing.
Mm-hmm. I got to go to my first graduation last year, and I was just sobbing the entire time. And I was trying to take photos, and I was like, had tears in my eyes. And I'm like, I hope this is turning out. But yeah, it's super impactful.
Well, and Morgan and I, this is not said as a downer, but Morgan and I have both experienced losing mentees to death under different circumstances, similar but different. And that's a very heart-wrenching memory, but also a warm memory in that I got to be with my mentee.
Yeah.
And Morgan brought her mentee into the family with her children Thanksgiving Day, Christmases, and I think both of the women that we were serving, it's hard to describe the relationship that we had with them.
Yeah, my daughter actually got me a beautiful Christmas present last year of an amethyst crystal. Amethyst is, of course, one of our partners with Freedom a la Carte and Catch Court, where a lot of the women go for recovery and housing, and my beautiful mentee lived there. And so I have that crystal on my windowsill, and I think about her every single day.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But, she taught me so much about resiliency and being strong and loving people when maybe they don't deserve it.
They do. Right.
Yeah. So, like I said before, we learn so much from these women, and they I think they learn a little bit from us too.
That was beautiful. Okay. Our last question for you guys is, if someone came to you and said, okay, I'm ready to get involved with Freedom, what would you tell them? What are the next steps?
I would say to them, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Your life is going to be enriched by getting involved with Freedom. And not that they're necessarily asking for advice, but the way I approach something is that time, talent, treasure, sort of, that's how I evaluate things. How much time do I have to serve? What talent do I bring to the table?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier in this podcast, I knew I could be a friend, and I knew I had good mom skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my initial thought. But I also have some culinary skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kitchen has been a good fit for me. And I know there are a lot of folks that they've got a lot of talent, but maybe they're raising a family and working, and they don't have the time right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about what kind of treasure, how can you donate to Freedom? Maybe it's as simple as supporting Eat Up and coming as a guest and enjoying that wonderful, wonderful celebratory evening.
Good plug.
learning more about Freedom. and donating when you can donate until you have the time to bring your talent to the table, because there's many, many ways to serve.
Absolutely. I can't say it any better. And if you are interested, you can always, of course, go to the website for information. But I would say, too, that if you just have like a little like whisper, like I felt like I just had this whisper about getting involved, then yeah, just get the information, go online, come to the cafe, have lunch. And you can always start small and build from there. You know, you can volunteer in the catering kitchen, you know, once every 6 months, if that's all you have time for, that's great. So you can really customize it to what works for you. And I will say, I feel like Freedom really respects their volunteers and does not like use you until you're burnt out. I mean, I've had that experience with other volunteering that I just was like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. And Freedom, I can't ever imagine feeling that way. I just always want to give more.
Volunteers are very much appreciated at Freedom.
Yes.
And if Morgan mentions supporting the cafe with, and I mean, the food is wonderful. Mm-hmm. The space is so inviting and comfortable that when you're meeting with friends or so forth, it's a great place to come. I'll also mention that there's a beautiful conference room available, and it would be for anyone that needs to have a business meeting, that type of meeting. Lunches can be ordered, whether it's a box lunch from the catering service or lunches or breakfast from the cafe, and holding your meeting in the conference room. It's a great space.
We're going to have to hook you up on the marketing team, Miss Diane.
She really doesn't miss anything.
She is on it. Other things that we're looking for volunteers at Freedom is, like they mentioned, volunteering in the cafe or catering. We also are looking for transportation, whether that's taking survivors to the doctor or dental appointments or going to catch court outings. We're also looking for delivery drivers to help deliver catering orders. There's so many ways that you could donate your time to Freedom. And all of that is on our website, and I will link that in the show notes for everyone. So I think this is a wrap, and I just want to say thank you both so much for spending time with us today, and thank you for all of your hard work that you both do for Freedom. I know that we wouldn't be here without each of you. So thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.